Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM. What, again, there are just so many radio stations that are just carrying the show. It's a wonderful problem to have. It really is. So let's try again. Radio station signal 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? And you can see the show, the Facebook live stream, on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, where you can also vote. I took a picture Sunday afternoon, 10 after 2, Sunday afternoon, of the Cracker Barrel store in St. C. At the mall. And nobody in the rocking chairs, and I think there was one van or SUV or something in the parking space. It was terrible. It was just terrible. Anyway, so we're conducting a poll, and you can vote by going to the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page and vote by in the comments saying, yeah, I'll keep going, or Cracker Barrel, no, I'm not going to go, and, you know, give us the reasons if you want. A lot of people have responded. I tried to share this with as many Facebook groups in the tri-state area as I could, but Facebook limits me. And so if you want this to be included with your Facebook group or on your Facebook page, you have to share that. You've got to go to Big Willie 105.5 and then share it to these other groups so everybody can have a chance to vote. But so far, the response is overwhelming, absolutely overwhelming. All right, so, you know, so we've got that going on. I want to talk with you for a second about squash. Not the game where you hit the tin and, you know, and the rich people play at the clubs. No. Squash, like, and not winter squash, which is my favorite, but summer squash. For those who don't know, summer squash is simply zucchini transitioning. Yes. It's zucchini that identifies as something else. It's summer squash. Okay, everybody knows how much I don't like to brag about my successes. I mean, everybody knows this. I'm getting a buzzing sound in my ear. What the hell is this? Hold on a second. I got to hit the board here. It stopped. The damnedest thing. When I worked at a TV station in Pittsburgh, Channel 53, and I had this one engineer, nice guy, Joey, I think was his name, Joey. And he taught me something. It's going to sound insane, but it does work a lot of times. He said, when there's something buzzing, when something's going on with a piece of electronic equipment, like at the TV station where I worked in 53, many years ago, sometimes all you have to do or all you can do is just whack it, just hit it really hard. And sometimes it stops buzzing. I never forgot that. And sure enough, from time to time, that does work. That just happened here. Our state-of-the-art podcaster board was buzzing again. I whacked it, and it stopped. It's the damnedest thing. Anyway, squash. Focus. Summer squash, which is essentially zucchini that is identifying as a different type of food. I visited a client yesterday. Not going to tell you the name of the client, the store, the location, none of that stuff. Because the client said, don't say anything. Okay, I won't. But the client had this big bag of summer squash. I've never seen summer squash so big in all my life. It was massive. Not like you find at the grocery store. This was like, you know, like bigger than my foot, bigger than my nose. It was huge. He said, would you like one? I said, well, yeah, okay, fine. And it's a yellowish, well, yeah, darker yellow. It looked great. It really did. Now, it's still essentially zucchini, but zucchini in the trans community is like summer squash. And so I took it home, but I didn't know what to do with it. I don't cook. I just got a microwave, and it's falling apart, as a matter of fact. And I just, you know, I didn't know what to do. So I took a picture of me admiring this summer squash. And I posted it, and I said, essentially, what am I supposed to do with this thing? If you have any suggestions about how to prepare summer squash, go to my Facebook profile page, Dimitri with three eyes. You will see the squash. And I think the only reason I got it is because I'm so famous. And everybody wants to curry favor with me. I can't imagine why else it would be, although he had lots of squash he was trying to get rid of. So you can see the squash. It's bigger than my head. It's unbelievable. And including your comments, what do you want me to do with it? And you can see that and go there, my Facebook profile page, and just, you know, give me your thoughts on that. All right, fine. So there's that. Let's see. We've got Mr. Big Willie himself, who's going to be on the air here, calling in from his truck. It's a big 18-wheeler thing, drives all across the country. And he has some important thoughts regarding Cracker Barrel. So we'll be talking about that. A little bit later on, we're going to do our first test run. And it's going to be, I warn you now, it's going to be cringeworthy. It's going to be awkward. It's going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe Dimitri's doing this. I can't believe Mr. Deep Pockets is allowing him to do this. It's going to probably be that bad. But we've got to start somewhere trying to elevate your game, because all this is about the listeners with Dimitri Graffiti. I will not talk with you during Dimitri Graffiti. It's up to you to either say or do whatever it is you're going to say or do on the radio when you call in, and then hang up, or I'll hang up for you. But do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. I know it sounds insane, but that's what we're going to be doing here. And today it's going to be really rough. All right. Before we get to that, and I do want to share the good news about Hooters coming back. There's a lot of activity on Facebook, on Facebook, but also on X, Twitter, and other social media platforms regarding Cracker Barrel. Because, again, it's not about the sign. It's about the culture war. And, you know, people are fighting back. I mean, there's a reason why Trump won in November, won in a landslide, every which way you could possibly measure it. Now people are creating commercials. I aired one commercial earlier from Cracker Barrel, not the official Cracker Barrel, but it's the kind of commercial that you would assume that Cracker Barrel corporate would produce, which was actually pretty funny. There's also a lot of music. And again, on the Facebook live stream, this may end up being muted because of royalty issues, but you can still hear it on the radio. That's why you really need to download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Because you can hear all of me. You can hear everything. We're not at the mercy of Facebook regarding this. But when I play this, it may end up being muted. So we're going to take our chances. But this is titled The Cracker Sings. And I'm telling you, this is all over social media. This is, you wouldn't know it with the local news. The TV stations, the newspapers are oblivious to this. They have no earthly idea what's going on out here. They really don't. I'm amazed that there's been virtually no coverage regarding this whole Cracker Barrel controversy, even though it's sweeping the Upper Ohio Valley and really the whole listening area for Big Willie 105.5. Don't take my word for it. Look at the responses on all of our Facebook posts regarding Cracker Barrel. It's blowing up. It's blowing up. So, anyway, this is called The Cracker Sings, and it's Herschel, who is the guy leaning on the Cracker Barrel, and I'm going to play it for you now. There we go.
Calvin Klein said being morbidly obese was cool. Then Nike used a man in leggings to sell women's clothes. They must think we're fools. Go woke! Go broke, that's what they say. Try selling folks what they don't want, you'll find there's hell to pay. If you ask me, you should keep your politics to yourself, and we'll both have a better day. Greedy banks lecturing me about DEI, are they for real? And some whack jobs named Ben and Jerry want me to boycott Israel. It's enough to make you reach for a beer, but Bud's woke too. Next they'll call it the Queen of Beers. Guess this Bud ain't for you. sell liberal insanity, and you'll see that business plan don't pay. Best Foods don't want your opinions on Trump. Just want mayo for my sandwich, that okay? Why, oh, why do brands insist on committing suicide? And sex ain't your business, so do me a favor and stay the heck out of mine. Go woke, go broke, that's what they say. Had enough of your brand sermonizing like yesterday. Stick to selling your screens, beans, and widget machines.
She does have gray jeans. All right, so that's the Cracker Sings. And I'm telling you, it's just all over social media. It's unbelievable. Look, it's a Cracker Barrel thing. It ain't about the logo. It's about the culture war. And I tell you, a lot of people are fighting back. They've had it up to here with all of this. I can't wait for Washington to become the Redskins again, the football team. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for the tribe to be the tribe again. That always was. The Indians. Can't wait for that. Anyway, so there's that. Mentioned something about Hooters coming back. I've got some great news for you. Just a few inches separate shorts from hot pants, but to Neil Kiefer, who's arguing in bankruptcy court that he is the man to manage all Hooters stores in America, the difference is everything. Kiefer thinks he can turn the chain known as the original Breastaurant from its female servers in skimpy uniforms into a place where men come for beer and wings alongside families who are there for chicken strips and curly fries at lunch. He wants to fix up locations that are run down, update the menu that has grown too long, and make the whole chain, quote, delightfully tacky, as its founders put it in the 1980s. That means waitresses will wear orange shorts, not the bikini-style bottoms that some locations introduced a few years ago. Qualifications for the job include glamorous hairstyling and ability to maintain attractive fit and image, according to the job posting for a Hooters girl. This guy says, I don't think you're going to see a bunch of butt cheeks hanging out. He's the chief executive officer of the original Hooters founders group, sitting at a table at one of the Hooters he already owns in Chicago. The company also owned most Hooters restaurants in the U.S. and filed for bankruptcy earlier this year after a long stretch of slowing sales. Kiefer, who owns nearly two dozen Hooters restaurants, aims to take over 50 of the bankrupt locations and partner with a fellow operator who would acquire 50 others. He'd become the CEO of the Hooters chain. Well, I'm excited about that. I was there at actually the first Hooters when I was a marketing director for a major shopping center in Florida, a countryside mall in Clearwater. The first Hooters was on Gulf to Bay Boulevard. And my general manager, Frank McGuire, said, hey, let's go here for lunch. Now, I don't drink. I'm just, for whatever reason, don't like alcohol. And I'm not big on chicken wings because I just tend not to eat fried food. I know. I'm no fun. I'm no fun. But I said to Hooters, hell yeah, let's go there. Absolutely. And it was as if I had died and gone to heaven. They were all Sydney Sweeneys. They were all Sydney Sweeneys, and they were just as warm and as friendly as you could imagine, and they did have a no-touch policy. So there's that. But it was still great. And it took off and did really, really well. Delightfully tacky. And then they, again, like Cracker Barrel, they lost their way. And now it's like, you know, they actually were going bankrupt. They didn't know what they were doing. Hopefully that's coming back, if there's a God. And I, for one, cannot wait. I wonder if I could buy a Hooters franchise. I'm going to check with Leslie, my current wife, to see if she thinks that'd be a good idea. My guess is probably not. I'm going to check anyway because, you know, a man's reach should exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for? And you can quote me on that. All right, we got Big Willie coming up. Mr. Willie himself, he is a truck driver from the Valley who is become legendary. The radio station was not named after the truck driver, Big Willie, although now that I think about it, maybe it was. I got to ask him about that. I don't know which came first, Big Willie the truck driver or Big Willie this great radio station at 105.5. In any event, we've got him coming up, and he's got his own thoughts regarding Cracker Barrel. So we've got that. And then we're going to throw the playbook out of the window. We're going to just rip up every rule and regulation on Earth, and we're going to try the first time in the history of Big Willie 105.5. We're going to try Dimitri Graffiti. And it's going to be very rough. I warn you now, it will not be pleasant. It'll be cringeworthy, so you might want to switch stations.